Keith DeBeng will hit a century, but Matta Bailey Lantuskers have been forced to follow on by Mountaineers in the Logan Cup. Tuskers closed day 3 in Bulawayo on 89 for 4 in their second innings, still trailing by 67 runs. Spinners to Pierre Mufudza and Wellington Mazakaza shared 9 of the Tuskers' first innings wickets, as they are bowled out for 279. Leg spinner Wellington, younger brother of international players Hamilton and Shingi, took 5 for 63, while Mufudza returned figures of 4 for 54. The Showland Eagles close on 57 for 1, in pursuit of the 222 that they need to beat Southern Rocks. Rocks enjoyed a good second innings, mustering 361, as innocent Kaya Kudze Mourns and Roy Kaya each made 80s. The former two shared 163 for the second wicket, with Roy Kaya hitting 81 not out for number 6. Keith Killingham was the pick of the Eagles' attack, with 4 for 81. Canterbury celebrated winning New Zealand's Plunkett Shield by recording a 5th win of the season. Todd Astle took 6 for 86, as Central Districts were scheduled for just 182 in their second innings, leaving Canterbury, who were finally missed 582 in their first at the start of the day, needing to score just 4 in the 4th innings. Leg spinner Astle ended with remarkable match figures of 86.4 overs, 16 maidens, 14 for 234. The Stags were shunted down to 5th position in the final standings, to Auckland beat Wellington to end in 3rd behind Otago. Aces declared their second innings its overnight 328 for 8, set the Firebirds 425 to win. They quickly slipped to 59 for 4, as Matthew Quinn struck twice, but Tom Blundell hit 104, and they almost escaped with a draw. Blundell added 97 with Luke Ronke, and 75 with Luke Woodcock. Quinn, though, polished off the tail to end with 4 for 63, while Bruce Martin took 3 for 120, as they were all out for 318. Kent all-rounder Darren Stevens and Bangladeshi players Mabul Alam and Musharraf Hussain have been found not guilty of allegations of corruption whilst playing for Dhaka Gladiators in the 2013 Bangladesh Premier League. The Gladiators' owner, CEO and bowling coach Mohammed Rafiq were also cleared of the charges, although one of their owners was found guilty. Mohammed Ashraful and one other unnamed player have already admitted involvement.